Hi, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. If Mark Johnson threw a birthday party and I was invited, I would absolutely be there. How are you, Mark?
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that you would be there. That would be very much to me. Hanging out there. I'm talking to you from Smith Center, Kansas right now. Been out of your bird hunt the last couple of days.
My goodness, man. That sounds like a great time, actually. Just get away from things for a while and get after it. That sounds pretty fantastic.
Yeah, get out there with your dogs, your buddy, and maybe a few birds, and yeah, it's pretty good existence last few days. So heading home tonight, ready for the game with Arizona State tomorrow, and then whoever you tell me the Buffs are going to hire as head football coach. That's how much that was out there.
Well, Mark, as you know, it is Dion Watch 2022. Right?
between that and who went to Russell's birthday party, those are the two stories that are just consuming the front range right now, right?
I am sad to admit it, but yes, it's I don't know. Well, I on the birthday thing, I just feel bad. I kind of feel bad. I don't know why. I'd always got 4 million bathrooms and all that stuff. But just the idea of somebody throwing a birthday party and he invites all these people and not a lot of people show up, it just makes me sad. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting soft, Mark.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, you figure there's a 53-man. So roughly, by the time you include everybody, it's, 60, 65 guys, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And if half the guys
it's
show
pretty
up,
good,
there's
I guess.
Still a lot of people there, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm pretty sure if I had a birthday, I'd be like counting on my hand. Like, how many people do I know that would actually want to come to this thing? So,
well, it's not a mandatory team activity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is an off day. I mean, I don't know. Of course, we're not NFL players, so maybe we don't fully understand the culture of it. But I wonder if we're looking at, and we know what the team is, if we're looking for a story inside this story that might not actually be a story. I wonder about that.
It's probably this. You're exactly right. The story inside the story is the locker room and all of that stuff and what this actually looks like. So I don't know. I'm ready for football to move on out for a while, Mark. I'll be real honest. I'm kind of footballed out.
And I'll tell you this. Maybe the bigger story is the fact that the television networks, when they alter the schedule to take the team that is the Super Bowl favorite in Kansas City with maybe the most marketable player in the NFL, that being Patrick Mahomes, and they actually move them out of prime time. What does that say about the Denver Broncos right now?
It says it. You know what it says to me, Mark? I'm looking at the league. I'm looking at the standings in the NFL, and I'm going, the Broncos might not factually be the worst team in the NFL, but if you pair the worst team, the worst record in the NFL with the future outlook of this team, they might be the worst. I mean, it's them and the Houston Texans right now, I think, isn't it?
Right, yeah. No, I know last week they played the other team at an identical record. Of course, Carolina rolled in that game. So, no, it's pretty bleak. The state of Colorado has suddenly become a basketball state.
Yes, absolutely. And a big one, and I want to get to that, but we got Dion Watch to talk about, Mark. I want to get to that one tomorrow, or that game tomorrow, because that's a huge game coming up for the Buffs. Okay, I'm kind of joking about Dion Watch, but, Mark, am I? Are we getting a little more serious about this now? Where are we?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think and I've been getting texts the last few days. We are where we have been, and that is the offer's been made, obviously. I mean, he's admitted that.
Yeah.
The ball is sitting in his court, and everyone is waiting. And, how serious is the USF thing? How serious is the Cincinnati thing? I don't know. I don't know what's going on at those situations right now and who they're looking at, or have they had long conversations with Dion? I do know this, that there have been a lot of folks out there. Chad Johnson, a former Miami receiver. He was on television talking about it the other day. You've seen Warren Sapp has been out there talking about it. There seems to be a sense out there that Colorado is, there for the taking, and that he may be taking this thing. So I know he wants to be in a Power 5 school. That would eliminate USF. Cincinnati's moving into the Big 12, so that they would be a Power 5 school. So there's an opportunity there, if that's real. But I haven't really seen that anywhere, just kind of a couple of mentions here recently. So I think right now it's come down to the University of Colorado. I mean, that's the way it appears to me anyway.
I'm seeing more and more, you know, more and more reports jumping out. And then, of course, you see, yeah, the offers, as you just said, the offer's been made. And Deion's talking about it openly. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. You know, and you're hearing a lot, well, like, Deion doesn't like the cold or whatever. What do you fit with Boulder? I mean, coaches will fit pretty much anywhere for the right opportunity. If the money's right, if the situation's right, the conference is right. I mean, coaches will find a way to make it work.
I always love that way they say, you know, does he like the cold? You know what? If you're making millions of dollars, I think you can afford a coat, right? That's always such a silly deal for me. I think, you know, and think about my buddy John and I here in Kansas were talking about this yesterday. Think about, you know, when Deion grew up. Deion and I are the same age. We're both 55 years old. And so when we were coming up, who was really that you know, sexy, cool, hip football team in America? It was the University of Colorado with Darian Haggins,
true.
And the guys, and Eric Bieniemy, and you know, Chad Brown, and you know, all the different guys who were on that team, and Alfred Williams, and Calavis McGee, and on and on and on. And it was the place that guys wanted to be. Deion is that same age. Now, he was at Florida State about that same time. And, you know, but I think, you know, he knows what this place is and what it has been and what it can be. It's a very attractive city, obviously. It's a very attractive institution. There's a lot to like right there. There's only one direction to go. I think if I'm sitting in his shoes, I look at that and go, well, that's a place I could probably come in and do some very good things very quickly. And, you know, and then whatever that does for his career from that point on. But it looks like an attractive position to me if you're Deion Sanders. But, you know. Well, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, boy, I would sure love it, Mark. You know, us radio people. Oh. You know, I'm like the storyline, and then you'd get to hang out with Deion Sanders all the time, Mark. And you know, then of course I get to kind of tag along at some point. So that would be exciting for me.
Well, I've never wanted to get really starstruck by that kind of thing. I want to make sure that whoever the guy is, he's a good football coach. Number one, number two, he's a good human being, and maybe I should flip those around. Number one, a good man. Number two, a good football coach, and that he's going to have success. There. You know, I've always said when it comes to hiring coaches, I worked at Syracuse. It's not like Jim Boeheim and I were best friends, but he was winning a lot of ball games, which makes my job a whole lot easier. And so whoever is going to get that job, I want them to be very good for the University of Colorado, very good for the student athletes, and get that thing back to the point where it means something and it becomes a relevant program again. So that's the number one thing I'm looking for. You know, listen, Deion's a star. He's going to be a star. He's always going to be a star as long as I can be there. And kind of work around that, that'd be fantastic. I have no issue with that.
But, Mark, number three, like, cool nickname, right? I mean, that's got to be one of
those. Well, which one are you talking about, Prime Time or Neon Deion?
Both.
You got to specify that, right? And I think I told you on the show, you know, we changed the name of our coaches show here maybe a decade to Buffs Prime Time. So, you know, we're all ready for him when he gets here, if that's going to be the case.
I think that's number one selling point, obviously. And, you know, I think we can figure out a lot of ways to get this guy here. So I'm all for it 100%, but I'm with you. No, kind of, you know, calming myself down a little bit because I tend to get worked up, Mark. I'm with you. Can he be a good football coach? You know, can he do the right things? Or is this going to be a two-year? And listen, Ed McCaffrey and Deion Sanders, two totally different situations.
Right,
but the
right.
Bears, you know, for the Bears, for them, this was kind of like their Deion Sanders move because they're getting a guy with a big name. Now, big name statewide, yeah. Probably not nationally. And it crashed and burned pretty quickly. You know, Deion at least has the college background. Ed McCaffrey was never on a college staff or anything.
Right.
So this is that move on steroids. Plus, you have a guy that's proven he can win and knows the recruiting process and all that. Ed didn't have any of that experience.
You know, here's the thing, too, Brady, about Deion Sanders. And I'd heard this long before this ever became a story with the Buffaloes. Many years ago, just being in the media all these years and covering the NFL and stuff nationally, I'd always heard that, you know, the Neon Deion thing, the primetime thing, was that that's not who he is every day. That was an image.
Yeah,
it worked very well. It was a great marketing deal. And the people that I knew that ever dealt with him used to say he's a great guy, just a great guy, and a very decent guy. He's a very, very, very Christian guy. And that was always the thing that I always heard about him, that the Neon Deion thing was, you know, he was young, he was in college, and it became kind of this persona. And, you know, when he'd high-stepping into the end zone after a pick six, those kind of things. And then the Nike, or was it Nike? Well, whoever he was with, I know he's not the Nike guy right now, but years ago, it was a shoe company he was with, that was a big deal. And it became kind of this persona with him. That, you know, kind of grew as time went on. But Everyone always said that's really not who he is. If you're around him personally, he's a very different guy. And everything I've heard about him is, you know, he's a pretty good guy. And he's obviously turned out to be a heck of a football coach. So, you know, if that's the case, man, bring it on. Let's see it.
Yeah, well, we'll see, my friend. Big one tomorrow night for this Colorado Buffaloes basketball team, which we don't need primetime or anything like that. We have Tad freaking Boyle taking care of business for the Buffs. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out this Buffs team. But, all right, 4-3, and you got a big one coming up tomorrow night. On and this is, getting national attention here, too. So watch it if you want, but mute and listen to my guy, Mark Johnson.
Yeah, I'll always do that. I mean, we're Scott and I are much better than the guys on TV.
No question.
Really easy to sync us up, you know. And so just do that. But no, it's a big couple of ball games. When the Pac-12 went to the 20-game schedule, they moved those two extra games into the month of December. And so we've got Arizona State at the Event Center tomorrow night at 6:30. Our coverage gets underway at 6:00, and then we're at Seattle on Sunday. So even when and if Deion's coming to town on Sunday for, you know, some kind of introduction.
Yes.
That's the case. I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in Seattle, so I'm going to have to miss that. But either way, got a couple of big basketball games coming up the next few days here for Colorado.
Yeah, let's go get them and see what this Buffs team can do this weekend. Mark, my friend, appreciate you as always. We'll continue with our Deion watch. Just consider us like on the, you know, we're the scout team right now. We're looking out there on the horizon, and I'll report back to you. You'll probably know when I get you that report. But, you know, let me dream a little bit here.
Well, I'll be driving back from Kansas today to get back to Colorado, and you can be my TMZ and make sure you give me the updates on who was at Russell Wilson's birthday party and Deion's coming to town.
I'm hitting it up today. That's where we are on a Wednesday here, okay? Mark, my friend, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. See
Mark you. Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. It is a little – the Deion thing and the Russell Wilson thing, it does feel – I do feel a little TMZ-y today. I do. I don't like that. But it's not – really the birthday party, Angel. It's what it might mean. And I'm just asking the question, like, if Peyton Manning throws a birthday party and invites everybody on an off day, don't you think most of them are coming?
Could it be as simple as just, hey, we're on a bad football team right now. I kind of just want to go to work, go home, and just relax with my family. I don't really want to go to Russell's house for a birthday party.
Yeah, probably.
It's nothing against Russ. I just don't want to go.
Yeah, well,
I'll see you at practice.
See you at practice. All right. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the second hour, I guess. We still got another full hour coming up. A lot of fun stuff to get into. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.